That's good. That's good.
So I feel better.
Yeah.
But my, I'm being awake early in the morning. I was doing some work for my dad. So
okay. Okay. Yeah. And how's the situation in Costa Rica? Is it getting better? Is it staying like the same? You guys are safe for now?
Well, actually, the next 2 weeks, the government is doing like some of the things are closed and the restrictions are a bit like...
okay. Some lockdown, some little lockdown exactly. Again. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's not better.
Yeah. As long as you stay safe, you know, like, but anyway, Flor, thanks for being here again. This is episode 2 of The Corner, L'Angolo di Gabe, which would correspond to episode 7 of my first podcast. But since I changed name a couple of weeks ago, I decided to change title to give it a better title because the first one was a lazy title. Now I'm called The Corner, L'Angolo di Gabe, which means the corner means the corner, of course, in English. And L'Angolo di Gabe means... The Corner of Gabe in Italian, because, you know, this is a podcast that has bilingual contents, Italian and primary English. But I have a soccer special that comes out every Wednesday or Thursday, depending how much time I have, which is called L'Angolo del Pallone, which means the corner of soccer. So that's going to be a special in Italian because... you know, like I have a few Italian listeners and viewers and we talk about, you know, like soccer in Italy, transfer market, and who knows, maybe we will start to talk about international soccer too if it goes well, you know?
Okay.
Are you a soccer fan?
A little bit, not really. Okay. Not really. I like to watch like the World Cup and things like that, but I'm not really fan of the local soccer.
Okay. Yeah, so as you said, Costa Rica, I'm wearing a hat with your that speaks about your country. It says Costa Rica, and then it says that was for the Surfing World Cup. That was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I bought these in Jacó Beach, mm-hmm. one of my favorite spots, although not as good as Manuel Antonio National Park, like we talked last time. So, yeah, guys, we have a floor. Back here in the podcast, she was the protagonist, the main character of episode 2, where we talk about traveling, tourism, and adventuring or exploring. She's a tour guide, or she was, because now with the lockdown is a little bit more difficult, but she was an adventure tour guide, and she knows a lot about Costa Rica, about exploring. And we are here for a very quick episode announcing a little project that we will have we will post in the next few weeks in this podcast. It's going to be a project about environment, climate change, and disaster risk management. So, Flor, if you want to tell us something really quick about that.
Sure. If you can. well, first of all, thank you for having me back. It's really nice to talk about some subjects that I really like. So I did work for a while in climate change and disaster risk reduction. Nice. And I think right now, even with the pandemic that we have, I think it's an important subject that we can talk about. Because, for example, in climate change, some of the opinions that are out there are about how our impact as humans has been on Earth. And a lot of people believe that our activity as humans has effect or increase or made faster the process for this change and the weather or the climate. So it's going to be interesting because also people, I think they can leave some comments for you about what their opinions are. And we can have a bit of a discussion. I think it will be interesting. And also with disaster risk reduction, I think it comes together anyways, because we have to talk about climate change in disaster risk reduction. It's basically prevention and also preparation for emergency or for any events like hazards, basically, natural hazards. So we can talk a little bit about it because also there are some, definitions that people believe there are like normal, like natural disaster. And on this kind of themes, we don't really talk about natural disasters because they are not natural. The hazards are natural, but disasters are not. So it's going to be a very interested also to talk about that and explain a little bit of my experience and how I know, like things that I know. It will be okay. Awesome if we can just share about it and have like a little bit of discussion about that.
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. You know, like just want to tell the listeners that, I mean, like I'm not talking to you. I mean, I'm talking to you because I like talking to you. You're one of my best friends, but mm-hmm. also I'm talking to you about this topic because, as you said, you have worked in the field, and also because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, let's not hide it. You have a bachelor degree in geography, mm-hmm. which really helps when we talk about environment and mm-hmm. and disaster prevention, because, you know, like geography is the study of our Earth politically and, you know, naturally, about landscape, and not only, you know, like knowing where a country is or which the capital is, you know, of a country, but like, you know, like we're talking about like practice studies on the field, you know, like,
so exactly.
You are the best person here to talk about that. Like, I know general things about climate change and about disaster mm-hmm. prevention. Actually, I know something about climate change. I don't know anything about disaster prevention. So that, mm-hmm. thank you for being here about, talking to us about that. You know, it's great.
No, you're welcome. And I really appreciate your invitation to talk about this because it's also one of the subjects that I'm really into. And it's very nice to share with the people and actually, like, learn and teach something that is mm-hmm. important, especially in, well, I guess always, but on nowadays, we have to think about it and be more conscious about our impact on Earth and like the environment.
Definitely.
And we can discuss about it, and it will be. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I really like this subject. Same here, Flor. You know, like I wanted to do an episode about environment mm-hmm. and above all about climate change. And, you know, like we can connect climate change to environmental disasters because not only, you know, when, you know, oil spills in the water, in the ocean or in mm-hmm. lakes, rivers, but I was reading that like climate change is affecting earthquakes, you know, like the speed and the strength of earthquakes, like somehow, I'm not trying here to be political and says that, and saying mm-hmm. that, you know, like climate change is generated by mankind, also by human beings, but there's mm-hmm. something going on. Climate change, some theories say, states that it's all our fault. Some theories are saying that it's all a natural process, and some theories are in the middle stating that it's a natural process, but we are mm-hmm. making it so much faster.
Exactly. That's what I think. And it will be there a lot of opinions, which is fine because I don't think we have the 100% truth and stuff.
Exactly.
We learn every day. But I do think that we made it faster.
I do think that too. But I do believe there was a natural process behind.
A lot of people says that it was, and it is because Earth has different like periods.
Yeah, periods we are warming up right now naturally.
It was hotter or cooler or like the ice era and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do think that we made like this process faster because if you think about it, in 100 years, we destroy like
so much environment, so much natural landscape, you know, like forests, jungles, you know, like look mm-hmm. what was happening in the Amazon down in Brazil, you know, like it's crazy. Because, you know, when you cut a tree, like, you know, tree generate oxygen. I mean, mm-hmm. a tree growing, you know, like all the natural process it generates mm-hmm. generates oxygen. The more trees you cut, the less oxygen that is generated on Earth, and there is an increase of CO2, which is, you know, like carbon oxide, you know. So
water, because trees are important process in the water and to not get contaminated and different stuff. So it is a lot of things out there that we can talk about it, about environment, because, I don't know, it's like a big...
It's a topic, and, you know, like this episode here is only an announcement. Like, we are announcing that we are making an episode about the climate change and environmental disaster prevention.
Exactly. Correct.
Well, anyway, the management part of the prevention, and you will be the one giving us technical feedbacks, while I'll be the one asking questions because I have no idea about technical, feedbacks or about technicalities. You know, I didn't study geography. I did study history and business. So I can tell you the history of industrial revolution and tell you that probably, yeah. You know, like we started to pollute this planet with the beginning of you, not only with the industrial revolution, but with the beginning of human activity on the planet, you know, like somehow, you know, that's a huge, but other than that, I cannot tell you why this is happening now and it wasn't happening before. So we will probably ask you, you know, like hopefully the listeners, people will like this episode. And I mean, of course, not talking about today's episode, which is only an announcement. I'm talking about people will like the idea of our episode about environment and about climate change. And I hope somebody will write me and ask me, you know, like, certain specific question to ask you so that we can have a,
that would be very nice actually.
We can involve listeners and see if they can ask smart questions to us because I'm afraid I might get, you know, like I might have a couple of smart questions and a lot of dumb ones, you know. Let's hope not.
Well, I can extend the invitation because I think isn't it a very important subject that we can talk about. Also, I don't know. I think it's important that we make some conscious about our impact and the environment nowadays. And if they have questions, will be nice to answer them as far as my knowledge can make it. If not, I would try to find the answers for later. But I do know a few things that I would like to share, and I'm open to it. And I want to invite everyone to join us and talk about this that is important and just share their opinions.
Yeah. I mean, I also wanted to invite a scientist, but then I forgot. I don't know any scientists so far. So I mean, like, it would have been nice to have, you know, the opinion of a geographer like you, or an opinion of a scientist. But I mean, maybe we can involve one of the listeners that has some biology or, you know, like general science degree, or they know more than us. If they want to get involved, would be really nice, you know, and give us a nice and a different opinion, maybe a different vision of that, but a scientific vision of that. But I think so far you are more, way more than enough and overqualified probably because you know a lot about this. So, so I'm happy that you're in the project, you know.
I agree. Yeah.
And you're honestly the first person I thought about when I thought about this topic because I was.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. And this is going to be nice. Yeah. I would like to do it and share about my knowledge, but also learn from the people who can write the questions and share with us too.
Definitely, like, you know, like I was doing a little bit of brainstorming to do a new episode to put new ideas in the podcast, and I said, like, you know what, like I don't want to get political because it's never a good thing to fix sides above all nowadays, or anyway, like I'd like it to be private, you know. but you know, like it would be nice to inspire and to as much as we can, and it would be nice to you know, like to change some opinion or to put some conscience or into people about this, because you can be denying climate change or you can be, you know, like you can accept that there is, but I mean, I think nowadays denying it, it's, I mean, like it's impossible to deny whatever you believe, which is us or the planet warming up by itself. Like you cannot deny that something is happening, you know.
Correct.
So if we can, you know, like give some even general knowledge to people and see if we and they can act in a better way to save the planet or to make it better. I don't like to talk about saving the planet. We are not super. This is not a disaster.
No, just to make a positive impact.
Yeah, to make it to make the planet a better place for future generations. Place, you know. But yeah, so this is the announcement, guys. An episode, a future episode, probably in the month of September or October, about environment, climate change, and disaster
reduction.
Disaster reduction impact and management. See, like she knows better than me because I was already forgetting what was the technical word to put next to disaster.
No worries, it's okay.
Thank you, Cor. And this was episode 2 of the Corner L'Angolo di Gabor, if you want, episode 7 of my first podcast. As I said before, it changed name a couple of weeks ago. I have a new intro, a new music. So, I mean, like everything will be out on YouTube and Anchor.fm, which then streams on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify, and even other minor platforms for podcasts. If you like the video or if you like the audio, hit like and subscribe, both on Anchor or Spotify or Google Podcast or Apple Podcast or YouTube. Thank you for all for being here.
Thank you, Gabe.
You are a very, very welcome guest in this podcast. This is the second time and hopefully soon a third for the episode. So for the
Perfect.
Actual episode.
Thank you
and have yourself a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And see you next time.
See you.